Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, welcome to Two Judgy Girls Who Are Just Saying What You've Been Thinking. This is Courtney from LA.
And I am Mary from the Bay.
Thank you for joining us. Hi, Mary.
How's it going, Court?
It's going great. So usually every week we'll be divulging all of your reality shows and pop culture. But this week, with the start of season 21 last night and the most controversial Bachelor of all time, I feel like we should just jump right in. How do you feel?
I'm ready to dive into Nick.
Okay.
Nick Vile. Oh. The worst last name ever.
Or is it with Lauren Hussey?
What did she say? She was going to be, they could be a
disgusting slut, I believe, which is what I would love for my future wife to say to me.
Oh my gosh, too much.
Okay, let's just talk about Nick for a second, because when did he get so hot?
There's been a transformation. I think he started like as a total dork and now he's like has a six pack.
Yeah, and all of a sudden he shows up on Bachelor in Paradise. He maybe got a little different haircut, grew some scruff, understood what was his best look, and all of a sudden now he's just like, boom. That shower scene, while completely cheesy, I didn't hate it. Did not hate it.
And it was also interesting. He lives in L.A., yet they did the filming in Chicago.
Do you think it was old footage?
No, because I think this is the best his body has looked.
Interesting. Okay.
But it's weird that they decided to do it there because he doesn't live there.
Well, they can't show actual real life, right? Showing him going to his acting classes, that might just, you know.
I know. Does he actually have a real job?
He used to work
at Salesforce.
Oh, did he? Interesting.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
This is the season of nurses.
How many nurses? And were all the nurses told to wear red dresses?
So I counted on a photo today. There was 12 red dresses last night.
12 out of 30. All right. Okay.
That's like a third.
Okay. So how do you – thank you. It's been a while since I've taken a math class. I really appreciate that.
Okay. You got the third grade teacher on your side.
Yeah. So how do you feel about him being the Bachelor? Like after, you know, Andy, Caitlin, Bachelor in Paradise, now he's the Bachelor.
Okay, so Andy's season, I did not get the appeal for him. I thought they were
very different. Yes.
But then, you know, he was like the villain of Caitlin's season. They have sex before the fantasy suite.
Shocker.
The most controversial thing. And then he basically came on Paradise and redeemed himself. But
was he underdog because Josh was there? Like, if Josh wasn't there, do you think he would have gotten as good of an edit?
I mean, I think they're trying to just kind of change up their formula. They didn't have much to work with because what did they have? They had
Luke,
and who was the other one?
Oh gosh, I don't even know. Jordan, but obviously. But yeah, the
clearly they were unforgettable or forgettable.
Yeah,
forgettable.
Completely forgettable. Completely agree. Yeah, I actually think Nick was a great casting choice, and I'm pretty excited for this season. It's interesting that they're playing it off like, can he finally find love? It's like, yeah, he's got 30 girls to choose from. I think love is a something that's gonna happen.
The theme this season, Nick is trying to prove to America that he won't give up on love, and fourth time's a charm.
Yeah, because fourth time's a charm, isn't that, that's the idiom, right, that everybody always says. It's always four, not three, right? Okay, well, just making sure.
Okay. I think he was pretty genuine last night, and I thought he had meaningful conversations with the ladies.
Completely agree. I appreciated his sarcasm, his wit. Okay, but before we even go into that, I need to discuss, why is Bella, his younger sister, who I found out is 11 years old, why is she not a bigger deal?
Like, why? Because she just basically called him out on his...
I love it. What did she say? That he mumbles a lot. He needs to make eye contact. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was loving the bringing him down from top to bottom. You know, I appreciated Bella, and I really hope she makes an appearance this season for later episodes.
Oh, she'll definitely be coming on a trip. It looks like, also, have they ever done a winter engagement?
No. Where were they? Ireland?
Finland?
Somewhere? Oh, Greenland?
They did say Finland for one of the dates.
Okay. So, and I also, something I really enjoyed was them bringing back the past Bachelors and then Chris Soules. What was the point of that?
He's a total babe.
I felt like he got a little chunky.
Well, I mean, he's in Iowa.
Oh, there's like a lot of corn there, starches. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think he's a, like, closet drinker.
I don't even think it's in the closet.
Okay. Yeah.
But I actually found him pretty funny last night, and I was like, where was this guy on your season? Your season might have actually been good had we got to see your humor.
Right. But, you know, his was such a snore fest, but then they had Ben. I'm not fond of Ben. I think he's a snore fest too.
Ugh. Okay, I agree, but I think he's just so adorable.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, I guess we don't have to because we're not Lauren. Anyways. Okay, so let's get into some of the women.
Okay.
All right.
So it was the season of red dresses and nurses. I thought that was interesting.
Totally. What were your favorite entrances? Camel girl?
No, that was terrible.
Is it really weird that all the girls were like really not into it? Or like they were really into it, that they were like, why didn't I think of that? Like, what? Yeah,
no, it was terrible. But the girl right out of the gate with that deep V.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, the black dress.
Yeah, that was Danielle L., I believe. She owns 3 nail salons. Is that who we're talking about? Yes, I'm pretty sure. He wanted to thank her sister for picking that dress up.
You are correct. Okay. The best was the opener with Corinne, who they've already plotted as the villain. She has a nanny, yet she's what, in her mid-20s?
I believe she's 24, and she doesn't know how to cut up cucumbers. Mm-hmm.
So I originally, when she said she had her nanny, I was like, oh, so she's a mother. And then I realized, no.
Oh, no, no.
She's basically calling a personal assistant a nanny.
Which is sweet, maybe. I don't know. No, Corinne's going to be awful, but she's going to be amazing to watch. I'm really excited for her. Did she give him the token outside of the house for him to give to her? I actually thought that was pretty cute. A little hug token, like, but it needed to maybe come from somebody else.
But then she had the quote of the night, I have a cart of gold, but my vagine is platinum.
Which is just, like, so classy.
And she also, it looks like later in the season, tries to do exactly what he did to Caitlin. Like, go to his hotel room for the fantasy suite.
Yeah, she's definitely bringing the sex appeal. I'm pretty sure she takes her top off at one of the group dates later in the season, too. She's going to be one to watch. She's going to make it good. Speaking of villains.
The first kiss.
Oh, that's right. She interrupted Vanessa. We'll get into that, who Vanessa is, later. But she interrupted Vanessa, who also wanted to kiss him, and just went for it, which I kind of appreciate. I mean, she's making good television. This is why we watch this show.
I guess she's aggressive.
Yeah, very aggressive. Speaking of other villains, how do you feel about Liz?
Okay, Liz, the one night stand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found her actually kind of awkward. Like, why is he not going to remember you? You slept with him at your best friend's wedding. I hope he remembers you.
I would hope so as well. I think it was... I couldn't figure out what her game plan was. Do you think that she was trying to go on the show before? They seem to have a lot of footage of her from Jade and Tanner's wedding that they were showing. And so it was a little strange to me that they were focused so much on her, unless they were trying to only focus on Nick and they happened to have some connection. I don't understand it completely, but I don't think she's like totally in the wrong. He kind of called her out later being like, why are you here? For the right reasons. And I just think
classic bachelor vocab.
Yeah, and I just think it's kind of silly that, you know, I don't think it's that big of a deal. She didn't want to give her number maybe because, you know, he's like this bachelor playboy and she thought like maybe it would just be a one night thing. Who knows? Maybe the
producer... but no girl ever wants to feel like they've had a one night stand. You at least give them your number in hopes that they might contact you again because you don't want to feel bad about yourself about having a one-night stand.
That sounds like a personal problem. I'll take your word on it.
Okay. Maybe I'm talking from experience, but come on.
Yes, I mean, I get it, but I'm just saying I don't think it's that big of a deal. And plus, you know that the producers were, like, reaching out to her being like, you have to. They probably tried to get Jen back from after Bachelor in Paradise. She wasn't having it. So they need some sort of controversy.
Yeah. Well, they've done a good job because all the other women are going to get ticked that she's had sex with him.
I agree. You think she says it right away or how long do you think she waits until she lets him know?
I think next week that will come up.
Yeah. I'm not thinking she's in for the long run, but I think she's there to bring some drama.
However, I do think Rachel, who wore a red dress, she made Bachelor history last night because I think she's the first Black woman to receive the first impression rose. Hashtag progress for Bachelor Nation.
I love Rachel. Okay, I don't know if you've watched it, but you know, Jimmy Kimmel does his spiel with The Bachelor. He had Jennifer Aniston on, and she picked Rachel to be in her top four, which in turn made me very intrigued by who Rachel is. Maybe it's a Friends thing, I don't know. But I really liked her.
Yeah, no, I mean, she was poised, elegant, she's a lawyer.
Super smart, they had a really great connection. He seemed really into her, which is surprising. I don't think she's the most attractive girl there, but I guess they say personality makes you look better.
I mean, I also thought a funny quote from our number one villain was she questioned the dolphin lover, Alexis, who showed up in a shark costume but pretended it was a dolphin.
It dolphinately was not a dolphin costume.
But Corinne's quote was that she thought she was hiding her body underneath it so he could get to know her personality first and win her over.
So did you think that Alexis even had a personality? Because I'm not really sure what happened. All I remember is seeing her swimming in the pool and maybe possibly being the girl who drank too much the first night.
100% the drunkest girl.
And yet somehow she still made it.
They always do. They always do.
Producer manipulation, or you just think maybe, you know, he's really enjoying. I actually did like the moment where he would not let it go. By telling her she was wearing a shirt.
He was calling, I think something that's going to be great about him is he is like a pretty normal guy. And I think he's also come from
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But
I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10 minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10 minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code judgy at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code judgy for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on me undies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at meundies.com/TJG. That's meundies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. Me undies, their comfort from the outside in. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates. with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Allo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG, allomoves.com, code TJG.
Not that, like, he's not cocky.
Well, he's a little cocky. But I think he knows his history on the show. So I feel like, yes. But I appreciated him calling her out and not, you know, making her laugh still. And
yeah,
you know, she's just that little drunkie. Okay, let's talk about Vanessa. Because to me, Vanessa and Rachel were the standouts last night for all the right reasons.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Vanessa will be possibly the next Bachelorette. People are going to love that story. Special ed teacher. She speaks 4 languages. She's going to win America's hearts over. She's going to be that girl.
I mean, will she win Nick's heart over? He even said she's a keeper. So I'm thinking he's really digging her. I think I have to say there's no way that Rachel makes it all the way. Could she be our first Black Bachelorette?
I think that's a possibility as well.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, the cast is very diverse this season. I'm thinking that ABC is trying to get someone a little bit with more diverse background to be the next Bachelorette. And so far to me, it seems like it might be Rachel. It might be Danielle L. It might be Vanessa if they decide to go with another brunette. I think they're trying to, like, stray away from the white brunette girls personally. But
I also think that Nick's not super into blondes.
That's true. There's only what, like maybe a handful. Did you do any picture counting on that one? Or just the red dresses?
But then I was just thinking about his history. Andy, Caitlin, Jen. He never goes for blondes.
That's true. Although Caitlin is blonde now.
Oh, well.
But he's
not at the time.
Yes, this is true. Okay. And then they always, along with Dolphin Lady, they always feel the need to like throw in another girl that's just a little bit crazy. And
has the animal fetish.
Yeah, and that would be little Miss Josephine, who also, spoiler alert, was given a rose last night.
Yeah, she was the crazy kind of cat lady. She was talking to sea lions.
And then when she came through the doors last night, she had an empty book with a hot dog in it saying he was a wiener in her book. Now, okay, A for effort, but man, she did not nail that at all. And then asked to play Lady of the Tramp style, not a good look.
With a cold hot dog.
Oh, yes.
Basically,
right.
She asked him to put a wiener in his mouth. Number one move.
And he did. And he did. I enjoyed that. I think she's going to be not going too far. I'd assume she's eliminated next week.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jasmine G., I hate to say this out loud, that another great reality show, if you ever just have some time and you need to, CMT does the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader making the team. A few years ago, Jasmine G was one of the contestants and actually made the Cowboys team.
Stop.
I will not. And, you know, I'm not even ashamed that I watch it. It's a really good TV show.
I've actually never even heard of it.
Well,
I think I'm pretty savvy with.
Are you not an avid CMT watcher?
You know, I'm Bravo and E, really.
Okay, I get it. Well, and ABC, obviously, now. Yes. Okay, but she's the one who brought Neil Lane.
I know. And that's just, like, another plug for Neil Lane.
Yeah, and I just thought that was, like, a little weird because, obviously, you know, she's not friends with him. I didn't like it. But I did appreciate the meltdown she had when she tried to steal Nick away, and he just straight up denied her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And yet, she still got a rose, too. I guess that's also an A for effort for her.
There was like a lot of girls last night where at the rose ceremony, I was like, you weren't even in the entire episode. You're clearly getting out.
Okay. Also, I need to know, who was the girl who had the Russian accent or the French accent or something?
They kept saying inappropriate things to him.
I couldn't even understand her. I didn't even know who she was. And she just kind of kept popping in out of nowhere. Was not wearing red, so that's maybe why I remembered her as well.
Right, right.
Okay, and then how did you feel about Raven? I really liked Raven. Kind of think maybe she would have been better on a Crystal's season, you know, the Southerner, the Friday totally. Night Lights life, looking for totally. Her Matt Saracen. But I thought she was really cute.
I wasn't that fond of her.
No?
I also am like, you do not own that store. You're 25. She owns a boutique. No, you don't.
Well, let's be honest, with all these nurses and small business owners compared to regular business owners, which must be a weird conversation. But like, these girls seem very accomplished for being under 25.
They definitely fluff their resumes.
I sure hope so. I mean, it is quite a step up from last season where you just had twins.
Yes,
as their occupations.
That's
so
true. That's
so
true.
I guess they're really trying to class it up this season, but
well, because they basically, because what they did this season is recycle. They recycled a bachelor. They need to get a new good person that America's gonna fall in love with.
Okay, so my favorite thing about rose ceremonies, which this was obviously nothing super eventful happened during the ceremony, but my favorite is at the end of the first night when they're giving these exit interviews after they've been eliminated and they're crying because they lost out on the love of their life that, you know, they've only known through the TV screen, and the sun is coming up. That might be my favorite part of how long do you think these girls are there for on that first night?
Oh, hours. I mean, they're doing that exit interview at like 6 a.m. The party must originally start at 8 o'clock. They spray down with the hose.
That's my favorite part, too, because driveway. If I was wearing a long dress, I think I'd be pissed. Like, would the bottom of your dress not be getting soaking wet?
Yeah, they probably do. And how many of those are Rent the Runway? I can't believe ABC and Rent the Runway have not teamed up yet.
That is genius and so true. That's a really great point. And I have to wonder if these girls, if they get the opportunity to drink coffee or if they're literally just given alcohol and like little snacks. One girl did say when she walked in, like, oh, there's food. I wish I could remember who it is because she's probably my spirit animal. But I did notice that she had said that.
I think Allie in her season, she said she gained 15 pounds in the Bachelor Mansion. She said it was just like all Costco muffins.
Costco muffins and probably just like bottles and bottles of champagne.
Yeah.
What would you do without TV or books or music? Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine.
But the girls never seem to get that drunk. I would be like day drinking all the time.
Right. I would be too. I think I heard an interview with Lauren once where she said, yeah, all we did was like wake up and drink on off days. And, you know, when you know that you're not going to see Ben, you just kind of do what you can to make the time pass.
Or they must be like secretly giving them Adderall or Ritalin.
That seems legal.
Yeah.
Okay, so who are your predictions? Who do you think is going all the way?
My top four would be Danielle L., the nail salon owner. Mm-hmm. Also, I think she has an advantage because she lives in L.A. and he wants to stay in L.A.
Do you think she has an advantage because she is an Asian version of Andy? I did a deep dive on her Instagram, and I'm not kidding. She looks just like her. It's strange.
I think he's definitely very physically attracted to her.
Yes, agreed.
And then I would go Rachel, the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And Corinne's going to go pretty far. Yeah. She's the villain.
I hope she doesn't have a Courtney Robertson season where she actually wins because...
Right.
It's just not going to last at all.
I see Ben Flanick all the time in the city. He's just out and about with the people.
You should take, I'm pretty sure one of our friends has done yoga with him before.
You are sure right. And then my last one will be Vanessa. Those are my top four.
Yeah, I kind of seem to agree with you. I like Raven, though. I don't know why. I felt like they weren't really showcasing so many girls last night, and they were more focused on people. Like, I felt like Rachel had the spotlight. You had Liz, but it wasn't for, you know, a positive edit, so obviously she's not going to last. But you have, you know, Corinne, who seems like she's probably going to go, obviously as the villain, is going to go a little bit further than Liz, but, you know, I felt like she was more featured. Everybody that was, you know, featured, like Raven, also super featured a lot of it. So I don't know. It just seems like they're already kind of narrowing it down.
Oh, you know, I think there's lots to look forward to.
Yeah, you know who we didn't mention, though, that I actually really thought was cute, and I think he liked her, too? It was the other Danielle, who was blonde, but she was a nurse, so she fell into that category.
The NICU.
Yes, nurse. I actually thought she was really cute, and she seemed to be shown a lot, so I feel like she'll probably go pretty far. Mm-hmm. But yes, let's talk about this upcoming season because that was a doozy.
Yeah, I love that they have the girl that was previously a lesbian. We're gonna see the Backstreet Boys.
Let's talk about that girl that was previously a lesbian. She's the one that pulled the balls out of her nose, which is really strange to me because I feel like if you're trying to make a good first impression, you don't want the guy to literally ask if you have real balls or if you're just making a funny joke. Right. That doesn't seem like it's gonna go far, but. You know, sillier things have happened. But yeah, that'll be an interesting storyline, especially now knowing, you know, she used to be a lesbian.
Right. I also think that he's going to sleep with a lot of them.
You think so?
He's going to be the Bob Guinea. Oh. Like, Bob Guinea, total underdog. America fell in love with him. He was funny. And he charmed the girls. And apparently he slept with, like, a ton of them. The average bachelor sleeps with 3 women on the show per season.
Why? Well, so that would be all the fantasy suites, right?
Which they don't provide condoms in the fantasy suites.
Is that a real thing?
I did a research today, and it sure is.
Mary, if only you researched, you know, how to get ahead in life, we would probably really be not sitting here and doing this tonight. But that's amazing. And also seems kind of unsafe.
Well, yeah, you like have back-to-back dates. You're just sleeping with like 4 different women.
Oh my God, I would not want to be number 3. I would not want to be number 3. That would be horrible. I'm going to guess that him and Corinne actually sleep together. He's going to pretend. He said it was not a good idea, but you know, he's then going to take his mic pack off and then it's sure.
Totally.
So yeah, I think we have a pretty promising season. I'm like really looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to recapping these episodes with you in the future.
Yes. And I'm looking forward to adding in some other things like Vanderpump Rules, keeping up with the Kardashians.
How about Mariah's World wearing a corset while giving interviews? I mean.
100%. And anything on Bravo, Housewives.
Yes. Okay. And Celebrity Apprentice also started last night. Not that I spent 6 hours watching TV last night. Oh, God. But, you know, it's a crossover. You've got Portia Williams. You've got Kyle Richards. You've got Carson Kressley. You've got a really good slew of Z-list celebrities.
And since Donald himself can't do it as our new president, we have the lovely Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But you have to refer to him as governor.
The governor.
Uh-huh.
The
governor. Yeah. So it looks like we're going to be starting off this year with some really great shows to recap for everyone.
Yes. Well, yes. Courtney, I'm going to sign out now.
Mary, thank you so much. This has been my pleasure.
Okay. See you next week.
All right. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.